All right, deep divers, let's jump into another deep dive today. Today we're going behind the scenes with Botus Consulting Services.
Yeah.
They're a financial consulting firm that was recently featured in a Better Business Bureau article.
Interesting.
You know the BBB, right?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They're great. They're a great resource for getting all the information on businesses.
Yeah.
You know, reviews, complaints, and just like all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this deep dive isn't just about crunching numbers. It's really about like a personal journey, this entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
And a commitment to empowering others when it comes to finances.
Yeah, that's right. The BDB article really highlights how Amanda Botus, the founder of this company, she went from a corporate job to running her own show. And it's a really interesting story.
Yeah, she mentions in the article that she got to this point where she couldn't answer a very simple question. What do you like to do?
Oh, wow.
And it sparked this major realization for her. She realized she comes from a long line of entrepreneurs.
Oh, interesting.
Her great grandmother had a bakery. Her grandmother was a seamstress. You know, the list goes on.
Right.
Like entrepreneurial DNA runs in the family.
It definitely seems that way. It's a really great illustration of how our backgrounds shape our path.
Yeah.
So 7 years ago, Amanda took the leap and started Botus Consulting Services. They offer a whole range of services, tax prep, bookkeeping, even things like compiling and reviewing financial statements.
Okay, hold on. Pause for a sec. For those of us who aren't exactly finance whizzes, what exactly does compiling and reviewing financial statements involve?
That's a good point. It can sound like a lot of jargon. Hmm. Basically, it's taking all of a business's financial information, their income, their expenses, assets, liabilities, and putting it together
okay.
in a way that's organized and easy to understand. Then they review it to make sure everything is accurate and complies with regulations.
Okay.
Think of it like a financial health checkup for a business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Thanks for clearing that up.
Sure.
Now back to Botus Consulting Services. What really stood out to me was their whole philosophy of teaching clients how to fish
mm-hmm.
rather than just doing the fishing for them.
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about?
It's about financial empowerment.
Okay.
They're not just crunching numbers. They're actually educating their clients so the clients can understand their own finances and make smart choices.
So instead of just handing someone a tax return, they're like explaining what it all means,
exactly.
How different decisions could impact their financial well-being. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. And they even get into more complex areas like internal controls review, which is all about helping businesses set up systems to prevent errors and fraud.
Okay. But let's be real. Starting a business is not a walk in the park, right?
Right.
The article mentions that Amanda faced some serious challenges, especially like juggling a full-time job, being a mom, and launching a business all at the same time.
Wow.
What did she learn from all those early hurdles?
She realized that trying to do everything herself wasn't sustainable.
Yeah.
Like delegation was key.
Okay.
And she had to learn to trust others to help her manage the workload.
What about the financial side of things? I know a lot of entrepreneurs bootstrap their businesses,
mm-hmm.
but did she consider other options?
She did. Okay. In the article, she talks about realizing that just relying solely on her savings wasn't the best long-term strategy. She learned that exploring external funding options like bank loans could have provided more stability and allowed her to scale the business faster.
So it's not just about having a great idea. It's also about having a solid financial plan and knowing when to seek outside help.
Right. It's that shift from working in the business to working on the business.
Okay.
Initially, you might be doing everything yourself, but to grow, you need to step back, become more of a manager, and build a team.
Makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of teams, Amanda has experience managing them professionally and as a mom.
Right.
How has that shaped her approach to business?
Well, in the article, she emphasizes that people are her most important resource.
Okay.
She believes that creating a positive and supportive work environment where everyone feels valued is crucial.
So it's not just about crunching numbers. It's about building relationships and fostering a strong team dynamic.
Absolutely. And that ties back to her teaching clients how to fish philosophy. It's mm-hmm. about creating a sense of partnership and trust, whether it's with her team or her clients.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the challenges, but let's talk about the wins. What makes Amanda feel fulfilled in running her own business?
Mm-hmm.
What's her answer to that question she couldn't answer before? What do you like to do?
She loves the autonomy, the ability to bring her own vision to life.
Mm-hmm.
And she really likes the direct impact that she has on her clients.
It sounds like she found her purpose and a way to align her work with her values.
Definitely. And she contrasts this with her previous corporate experience. In the article, she mentions she never felt that same level of ownership or satisfaction in those roles.
Makes you wonder how many people out there are feeling the same way. So let's talk about how she gets the word out. How does BOTUS Consulting Services attract clients?
They found success with a mix of organic reach and strategic advertising. But they're not just throwing money at ads. They're constantly evaluating what works.
Mm-hmm.
Aminab mentioned that they always ask new clients how they heard about the business. This feedback loop helps them refine their marketing efforts and target the right people.
That's smart. It's about understanding your audience and figuring out what resonates with them.
Mm-hmm.
And what about technology?
Yeah.
Does that play a role in her business?
Definitely. She mentions using QuickBooks to streamline financial processes and manage client accounts.
Mm-hmm.
This allows her to work more efficiently and focus on the things that matter most, building relationships and providing personalized service.
It sounds like she's found a good balance between leveraging technology and maintaining that personal touch.
Right. It's about using technology as a tool to enhance the human element, not replace it. And speaking of the human element, let's talk about where this all takes place. Dedham, Massachusetts.
Yeah, why Dedham? What's the connection there?
Well, Aminata, originally from Trinidad in the West Indies, has lived in Dedham for over a decade. She appreciates its unique blend of accessibility and community. It's close to Boston, which provides opportunities for networking and growth, but it also has that close-knit community feel.
So she's found a location that supports both her business and her personal life.
Exactly.
And it seems like she's not just focused on her business, she's also involved in the community.
Absolutely. She serves on the board of the Southwest Boston Community Development Corporation.
Oh, wow.
Or SWBCDC.
What does that involve?
It's a nonprofit focused on community development and affordable housing. She uses her expertise to help them secure state and federal tax breaks on donations.
Wow. So she's really giving back in a meaningful way.
Right. It shows that she's not just about building a successful business. She's about making a positive impact on the community around her.
Okay, so she's clearly got a lot going on, but wait, there's more. Remember how we mentioned that entrepreneurial streak runs in her family?
I'm all ears.
Yeah.
What else is she up to?
Well, in addition to BOTUS Consulting Services, she runs another business called BOTUS Services LLC. But this one is a bit of a departure from financial consulting.
This I have to hear. Tell me more.
Hold on tight, because it's a remodeling business focused on sustainability.
Wow, that's quite a leap from spreadsheets and tax returns. Mm. What led her to the world of remodeling and sustainability?
It turns out she's passionate about interior design, gardening, and sustainable construction. So she combined these passions into a second business, and this one is all about helping homeowners create beautiful and functional spaces that are also good for the environment and their wallets.
That's remarkable. It shows that she's not just about business, she's about purpose.
And she sees this as proof that success isn't just about numbers. It's about building something with a lasting impact and reflecting your values.
It's an inspiring perspective. And it raises a lot of questions about how we can all align our work with our passions and make a positive difference.
Definitely. So what does the future hold for BOTUS Consulting Services? What are they focused on as they move forward?
Aminata stresses the importance of flexibility and adaptability in the BBB article. She says they're committed to evolving with their clients' needs and constantly seeking ways to improve their services.
So it's not about resting on their laurels, it's about continuous improvement and staying ahead of the curve.
Exactly. And at their core, they remain dedicated to empowering and educating clients, helping them make informed financial decisions and achieve their goals.
Which aligns perfectly with their teaching clients how to fish philosophy.
Absolutely. And speaking of the BBB, it's worth noting that BOTUS Consulting Services has been BBB accredited since 2024.
That's a pretty big deal, right?
Definitely. It shows that they meet high standards of trust and ethical conduct.
Now, we should probably mention the BBB's standard disclaimer. As a matter of policy, BBB does not endorse any product, service, or business. But it's still a pretty impressive accomplishment.
It is, and it adds another layer of credibility to their story.
All right, deep divers, we're going to take a quick pause here. When we come back, we'll delve deeper into this teaching clients how to fish approach and explore its potential applications beyond just financial consulting.
Sounds good.
Welcome back, deep divers. So we just heard all about Aminata BOTUS, her firm BOTUS Consulting Services, and their really intriguing teaching clients how to fish approach, which is really about giving their clients the tools and the knowledge to understand their own finances, not just giving them a solution.
It is. It's a really powerful concept. You know, moving beyond just transactions to like genuine empowerment.
And it really got me thinking, could this apply beyond just finance?
Yeah.
What about things like healthcare, education, even technology? Could those industries embrace this idea?
It's a fascinating question. Imagine if doctors spent more time educating patients about preventative care and healthy habits, not just treating their symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
Or think about tech companies that focused on providing users with really comprehensive training so they could actually maximize their software.
I'm seeing a pattern here. So instead of quick fixes, we're talking about actually equipping people with the skills they need to like navigate things themselves.
Exactly. And think of the impact. Greater understanding leads to better decisions. Financially savvy clients, they're more likely to save, invest wisely, avoid debt traps. Empowered patients could make healthier choices and potentially even reduce healthcare costs.
So it's not just about like individual benefit, but there's like this ripple effect on the system as a whole.
Right.
But wouldn't this require like a massive shift in how businesses think?
Definitely. Right now, many industries are built on this model of dependency. We rely on experts to fix things for us, whether it's our taxes, our health, our tech problems. This teaching clients how to fish approach flips that on its head. Mm-hmm. It's all about collaboration and shared responsibility.
Oh, it also sounds like it could benefit the businesses themselves, too.
Yeah.
Like if clients are more self-sufficient, wouldn't that reduce the need for like constant hand-holding and support?
Absolutely. Think of the cost savings. Less time spent on basic troubleshooting means more resources freed up for innovation and growth.
But let's get real for a second.
Okay.
Implementing this is a huge undertaking, right?
Right.
You would need to invest in educational resources, train your team to be educators, and maybe even restructure pricing models.
You're right. It's not a simple fix, but the potential rewards are significant.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where customers are more engaged, more loyal, and more confident in their abilities.
Yeah.
That's a powerful recipe for success.
Okay, so we've talked about the potential benefits for both businesses and clients, but are there any downsides?
Right.
Could this backfire in some way?
That's where careful consideration comes in. One potential challenge is finding the right balance. You don't want to overwhelm clients with too much information.
Right.
Or make them feel like they have to become experts themselves.
Right. So it's about empowering, not overwhelming.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where you're providing enough guidance and support to build confidence, but also allowing clients the space to learn and grow at their own pace.
So it's like the difference between giving someone a fish and teaching them how to fish, but maybe also equipping them with like some decent fishing gear and showing them the best spots on the lake.
That's a great analogy. It highlights the need for ongoing support and resources.
And wouldn't this approach need to be tailored to different industries and clients?
Absolutely.
What works for a financial consulting firm might not work for a healthcare provider.
Absolutely. Context is key. Each industry has its own unique challenges and complexities. A tech company, for example, might focus on creating user-friendly tutorials and interactive guides. A healthcare provider might offer workshops on specific conditions or create personalized health plans that empower patients to take ownership of their well-being.
So it's about taking this like core principle of empowerment and adapting it to fit the needs of each situation.
Exactly. It's about finding creative ways to educate, support, and build trust with clients.
Now, before we get too carried away with these hypothetical scenarios, let's bring it back to Aminata Bodis.
Yeah.
So in addition to Bodis Consulting Services, she also runs Bodis Services LLC, her sustainability-focused remodeling company.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing how she's found success in two completely different fields.
It is remarkable. It speaks to her entrepreneurial drive, her adaptability, and her commitment to making a difference in the world.
And even though these businesses seem like worlds apart, they both share that same thread of empowerment, right?
Yeah.
In one, she's equipping clients with financial knowledge. In the other, she's helping them create homes that are both beautiful and environmentally responsible.
You've hit on a crucial point. It suggests that this teaching clients how to fish philosophy isn't limited to a specific industry. It's more of a mindset, a way of approaching business and client relationships.
And it makes you wonder, could other businesses, regardless of their industry, adopt this approach?
I think it's worth exploring. Imagine a world where businesses prioritize education, collaboration, and shared responsibility.
It sounds pretty idealistic, but wouldn't that be a positive shift?
It certainly would. It could lead to more informed consumers, stronger communities, and businesses that are truly invested in the well-being of their clients.
Okay, so we've talked about all these potential benefits of this approach, but let's flip the script for a second. Are there any potential drawbacks or unintended consequences?
That's a great question, and it's important to consider all angles. One potential concern is that by empowering clients with knowledge, you might also be raising their expectations.
Mm-hmm.
They might demand more personalized service, more in-depth explanations, and more ongoing support.
So it's not just about like giving them a fishing rod and sending them on their way.
Right.
It's about being there to guide them, answer their questions,
yeah,
and provide ongoing support.
Exactly. It's about building a true partnership where both sides are invested in success.
And wouldn't this require businesses to have like a deep understanding of their clients' needs and challenges?
Absolutely. It's about going beyond surface-level interactions and really digging into what makes your clients tick, what are their goals, what are their fears, what are their biggest obstacles.
So it sounds like this approach requires a more like empathetic and holistic view of the client relationship.
It does. It's about seeing your clients as individuals with unique needs and aspirations, not just transactions.
Yeah.
And it's about recognizing that their success is your success.
It's about shifting from a mindset of selling a product to solving a problem.
Precisely. And that requires a different kind of business model, one that's built on trust, transparency, and genuine care.
Okay, so we've talked about all these potential benefits and challenges of this teaching clients how to fish approach, but how does this translate to the real world?
Right.
Can you give us some concrete examples of businesses that are doing this well?
Of course. Let's look at a few different industries.
Great idea. I'm ready for some real world inspiration.
Okay, deep divers, we're back and ready to like wrap up our deep dive into Boda's consulting services and their unique teaching clients how to fish approach.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating journey. We saw how Emanata built her business on this really empowering philosophy. And we also explored its potential, you know, across different industries.
And what's really exciting is that this isn't just some, you know, like pie in the sky idea.
Right.
We just talked about some real world examples of businesses, you know, large and small, that are actually using this approach successfully, right? From the local credit union that offers financial literacy workshops to that tech company with their, you know, cool interactive tutorials.
Yeah.
We're seeing businesses that really understand the value of, you know, empowering their clients.
And it's not even just about altruism.
Right.
It's smart business. When your clients are more knowledgeable and confident,
right,
they're going to make better decisions.
Of course.
They're more likely to, you know, stick around.
Hmm.
And they even become, you know, advocates for your brand.
Absolutely. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
But as we discussed, it's not just a quick fix. It requires a shift in mindset, a commitment to education.
Yeah.
And a willingness to really invest in the long-term success of your clients.
And that kind of brings us to, I think, a key question for our listeners.
Yeah.
How can we apply this teaching clients how to fish philosophy in our own lives, you know, and in our work personally?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think it starts with a very simple but really powerful idea.
Yeah.
Empowerment.
Okay, break that down for us. What does that actually look like in practice?
Well, it starts with recognizing that we all have the potential to learn and grow and become more self-sufficient, whether we're managing our finances, making healthcare decisions, or even navigating the digital world. There are always opportunities out there to seek knowledge and take control of our own destinies.
So it's about being proactive and asking questions and, you know, not just settling for the easy way out.
Exactly. It's about challenging the status quo. Mm-hmm. And demanding more from ourselves and the businesses that we interact with.
And if we're on the business side of things,
yeah,
what can we do to create that kind of empowering environment for our clients?
I think it starts with a commitment to transparency and education.
Okay.
Don't just sell a product or service. Explain how it works, why it's valuable, and how it can help your clients achieve their goals.
So no more hiding behind jargon or complicated contracts.
Exactly. Be upfront about your pricing, your process, and your expectations. And don't be afraid to share your expertise. Empower your clients with the knowledge they need to make informed decisions.
So it sounds like it's about building trust and fostering a true partnership.
It is. And it's about recognizing that your client's success is ultimately your success as well.
And, you know, this brings us back to Emanata Bodis.
Yeah.
Her story is a really powerful example of what's possible when you really embrace this teaching clients how to fish philosophy.
Absolutely. She's built not one but two successful businesses by empowering her clients and making a positive impact on her community.
And she's shown that success isn't just about profits, you know, it's about purpose. It's about building something that you're proud of, something that reflects your values and contributes to a better world.
And her story is a reminder that we all have the power to do the same. Whether we're entrepreneurs, employees, or simply engaged citizens, we can all make a difference by embracing the spirit of empowerment, seeking those opportunities to learn and grow and make a positive impact.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive into Bodis Consulting Services and the empowering philosophy that drives them, we want to leave you with a challenge.
How can you embrace this idea of teaching others how to fish in your own life, whether personally or professionally? What steps can you take today to become more empowered, to empower others, and to make a real difference in the world around you?
And if you want to learn more about Emanata Bodis and her inspiring journey, check out the full Better Business Bureau article. You'll find the link in our show notes.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those thought-provoking questions that lead to a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
Until next time, happy diving, everyone.